The U.S. Coast Guard is conducting a search.
It has now been confirmed that all three bodies, John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn, and her sister Lauren, have been found on the ocean floor off Martha's Vineyard.
He was America's crown prince, born the son of a president, and blessed with his father's good looks, charisma, and talent. But on July 16, 1999, the plane JFK Jr. was piloting mysteriously plunged into the ocean. Was the crash really due to pilot error, or something more sinister?
There's a lot more than the official version has led us to believe.
I'm ex-homicide detective Colin McLaren. I've investigated countless murders, mafia hits, and cold cases.
There's just so much evidence that he was murdered.
I've studied every aspect of the life and death of JFK Jr. Now, in my 12-part podcast series, Fatal Voyage, The Death of JFK Jr., I talk to crucial new witnesses and uncover deeply buried documents. And I explore his private life.
I do believe that all of that information is out there and has just been covered up, as have things in the JFK and RFK assassinations.
I also answer the two crucial questions that still hang over the life and death of JFK Jr. Who was the man the world knew as JFK Jr. and what happened in the skies over Martha's Vineyard on that fateful night?
As soon as he turned, he lost the horizon. It's now getting dark. He continued to fly toward the vineyard. And then for some reason, he made a couple of turns. Of course, we'll never know why he made the turns.
Join us and listen to Fatal Voyage, The Death of JFK Jr. as we separate conspiracy from fact. Subscribe now to uncover the truth on Fatal Voyage, The Death of JFK Jr.